CRJ227. I know I said that you had my final podcast for this summer. Circumstances caused me to need to offer another opportunity for you to hear my voice. And as always, I hope you will listen. Now, I am old. If you disagree with this podcast, my observations, or my comments, you know, that's going to be your default excuse. He's old. You're welcome. Having the fortitude or fortune to be employed in any career field or discipline is often a blessing and a curse. On one hand, you see, learn, and know a lot. And on the other hand, you see, learn, and know a lot. Now, if that statement doesn't make sense to you, if that statement isn't connecting, it will. Probably about the time you find you're no longer able to tune out the AARP commercials. The time in your life the 30-year-olds at work begin to look at you like you may have people your age back in the day. With the same, times are different, Gramps, but thanks for the advice. Look. But as different as times may seem, are the circumstances and application of human nature over time different? And I'm going to say no. And again, if you disagree with me, don't forget, the already provided default dismissal provided in the first paragraph of these comments. Now, you know that north on my career compass has been the law. The law is in its most basic sense where I turn. The law seeks reasonableness. It seeks people acting towards one another and their community in a reasonable manner. The photograph attached is from our community yesterday, shortly before 5 p.m., at one of the busiest intersections. You could find similar circumstances playing out across the state, the United States, and in other parts of the world. The photo shows a teenager being arrested after he was fortunate enough to be able to exit a vehicle he had crashed into another vehicle and flipped. The crash came after he failed to stop the vehicle and led police on a chase through town. The vehicle he crashed was stolen at gunpoint a few hours earlier in the day. He and his companions had reportedly been involved in a series of similar carjackings or attempts at carjackings before and after stealing the vehicle he crashed. There's no care for and apparently no thought for their own safety and especially the others around them. Apparently, with none of the typical intentions for stealing a vehicle beyond terrorizing other people, with no care or respect for the safety of those individuals or their property, this teenage boy and his friends committed these acts, again at gunpoint. Now, we talk about reason and the law, the reasonable person and the law, reasonable actions. Unreasonable isn't sufficient for this behavior. It's not a sufficient tag for this behavior. Before flipping the stolen vehicle, the driver struck another vehicle, as I said. Now, I look at the photograph and I saw a video depicting the immediate aftermath. I've sat through, autopsies, read reports, been involved in cases where individuals have been killed in vehicle-related accidents, in negligence-related vehicle accidents, accidents that reasonable, normal people get into every day by being negligent, not by running around town committing felonies at gunpoint. That no one was killed in this full day of selfish criminal behavior was the only saving grace. It was a true miracle, in my opinion. So this is where some of you may be wondering, where is he going with this? You may be asking yourself, why is Higgins giving us this news report? I saw this on Facebook. Well, here's why. This incident stole sleep from me. It wouldn't leave my mind. This sort of thing is becoming too commonplace. It's being too commonplace in our community and across the world on a whole other spectrum of unreasonableness. Recently, I saw a man get mad and make sure he was able to offer a rude comment to another grocery store customer because that individual was stopped in the aisle too long for his liking. I was passing in the other direction and sort of causing the traffic jam because he couldn't go around. But I saw this unfold, and so my reaction was I made sure to say hello to the customer he had just upset, and then I locked eyes with and said nothing to this guy. But the look on my face, I'm sure, said, "Don't be a jackass." Plain and simple. Little disgust, and that was probably the look. As it turns out, a few aisles later, this man was held up again, but this time it was because of me. I was baffled, as I sometimes am, by the multiple choices of things on the grocery store shelf, and had a hard time making my choice. As it turns out, sometimes, depending on the labels, I need to stand back a little bit from the shelf to read the labels. And as some of you are aware, I'm about 6'5" and 235, that's an optimistic weight, 235 pounds. I take up a lot of space in an aisle when I stay on my own side. So I was clearly blocking the aisle. But this guy didn't say jack to me. In fact, by the time I encountered him again, his whole demeanor seemed different. He crossed the line, but he recovered. And he was an otherwise reasonable person. And he was back to being reasonable. That encounter sort of sums up human nature in my experience. Most people are reasonable. Most people have a basic desire to live a peaceful and productive life. Most people want to be loved supported, and respected. And they in turn love, support, and respect other people. Which brings me to the second graphic attached to this post. The MLK quote, "Life's most urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" Dr. King's point was the basis for whatever your religious preferences might be. His point is at the center of how we find reasonableness in the law. His point goes directly to how most people avoid participating in violent, senseless, selfish, and wholly unreasonable behavior. The type of behavior that has become an epidemic in many communities throughout the world. Most people in this world answer Dr. King's question every day. They answer it in their actions and their words. They do that at home and at work, in public and in private, on the bus, stuck in traffic, on the street corner. They do it at their local pub, and they do it while in the county jail. In the most hectic of circumstances, or the most relaxed of circumstances, most people are doing something for other people at some point every day. And it's this fact and not the law that saves us from total chaos. This is the thing that gives me hope, the thing that allows me to stay motivated. And fortunately, it's the thing that allows me to get some sleep most nights. I happen to believe that most people are reasonable most of the time. When unreasonable, most people return to being reasonable. And fortunately, most people don't go very far across that line, and they don't go across that line for very long. Now, no doubt, we know there are people in this world who will run out their time on this earth being mostly or sometimes entirely unreasonable. But experience also tells me that many of the most unreasonable people among us can and often do return to, or they grow into being, reasonable people to some degree. At some point in time, being unreasonable becomes too costly, or just too damn tiring for people. And so, if not by conscious choice, they submit to being reasonable and that's how they get there. Even the most unreasonable people among us will seek to live to some degree a peaceful and productive life, if only for their own peace and productivity. They will want to be loved, supported, and respected. And if they are fortunate, they may actually figure out that to be loved, supported, and respected, you have to love, support, and respect. You have to do good towards other people. So the question for us, question for you in your future career paths, question for our community and the world at this moment, and for all of us in the future. How do we stop this madness? How do we stop this epidemic of kids treating our neighborhoods, our communities, and lives as if we were all part of some violent video game? Now, you know me well enough to know that I have some ideas. I have some opinions. But I don't know the full answer to these questions. And I'm not actually posing those questions to get answers from you here, now, at this time. In fact, I'm not asking you to do that at all. I trust that you will be part of the answer, or the answers to those and many other questions. You're going to be the solution to these questions, to these problems, and other things that do and will probably continue to steal my sleep. And it's with that faith in you that I ask that you don't let these things become acceptable. You don't let them become acceptable in your family, in your circle, in your community, in your neighborhood, and especially in your future career. I hope you stay on this career path because we need you. Your community needs you. And throughout your career, I ask that you go into every single day prepared and committed to consciously act in a way that demonstrates how you will answer Dr. King's question. And for the final time this semester, I urge you to enter this career intent on serving others in the law and meeting the people you encounter, whoever they are, wherever you find them, whatever they may have done, in the same manner you would expect for yourself, your mother, your brother, your friend. Treat other people as you would like to be treated in that circumstance. Now, if you do this, your job will be easier than it might be otherwise. And if you do this, our world will be better. Our neighborhoods, our community, our world will be a better place because of you. As always, I hope you stay well. You know where to find me if you need me. And I promise this is the final podcast for the summer of 2021. Take care.